Hey everyone, it's Tuesday with Acts chapter 19, our last day in Acts for quite a while. Paul continues in his travels. He heads to Ephesus. You've heard of the Ephesians. They come from Ephesus. And he teaches these 12 guys about baptism. And they're all baptized in Jesus' name. They start speaking in tongues, other languages, and prophesying. And we'll talk more about this in 1 Corinthians 12 later on. In Acts chapter 2, tongues were described as foreign languages that were understood by people in their own languages. But again, we'll come back to that later on. We learn here in chapter 19 that God does a lot of miracles through Paul, and it causes quite a stir in Ephesus. And there's an interesting and I guess somewhat comical account of some people trying to mimic Paul for their own advantage, and that does not turn out so well. It might make you crack up a little bit. It made me giggle just a little bit, and that's in verses 13 through 16. And because of all of the things that God does through Paul and these people trying to take advantage, many people convert to Christianity. So Paul continues traveling. The people in Ephesus were losing money because they were fake god shrine makers, and these people were getting pretty upset because Paul was leading people to Jesus, which made their false shrine sales take a hit, so to speak. So they do what usually happens in these situations. They start a riot. And so the people here in Ephesus worshipped Artemis, which was a fake goddess. There was a temple, and there was a statue of Artemis that supposedly fell from heaven. And so they're worshiping this false goddess, and total chaos ensues here. It's really interesting. You will read here in verse 32, the assembly was in confusion. Some were shouting one thing, some another. Most of the people did not even know why they were there. So the city clerk ends up calming everybody down and the riot's over. But we really learn about the power of influence here. There was an uprising, and it reminds me so much of our world today. In this political climate, in our climate of hate, and if you disagree with someone, you're a bigot or you're hateful or you're accused of those things. And so often people who are the loudest and angriest about social issues don't even know what they really believe, or they'll show up at one of these things and they don't really know why they're there. But people today are all about causes, and it's interesting that there are so many causes that people jump on board with all of their energy and time, oftentimes not really even stopping to think of why they believe what they believe. And so much of the things that we read about on the news, see on TV, and the things out there regarding social issues come with a great societal pressure to conform. And not to be a downer here, but in the coming days, I am certain that Christians will have tough choices to make. And my question for you today is, are you ready? Are you ready to stand for Christ even when there are mobs of people and total chaos that want to discredit God, His love, and to make a mockery of what God's word says? We all have tough choices that we're making now and are going to have to make even tougher choices. And my encouragement to you today is this: know what God's word says about these issues. Know what God's word says about life. Know what God's word says about sexuality. And don't bend to pressure that goes against what God's word says. That's my encouragement for you today, and I'll be back with you tomorrow as we head into a new book of the Bible.